Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
Let it roll, get bold. I just can't hold back a fold, cause I'm a man with soul and control and effect. Shout out to everybody out here in New York, man, New Jersey, Connecticut. It's been real bad out here. You know what I'm saying? We got the Hurricane Sandy. And we were supposed to have an interview today, but a lot of the lines is going off and on, so we just want to make sure everything is right. Big shout out to Mr. Brian Barton Baton, because he was supposed to come on the show today, St. Louis Cardinals. But we have a little problems, technical difficulties, but we're in the building, man. We're in the building, making sure everybody gets along and everybody stay together. These two radio, J. Nicole's in the building in here today. Once again, we're talking about making sure everybody's all right, checking in on everybody in New York. We out here. We sticking together. We just went through the worst storm we ever been through, and we made it, so we here, man. God bless America, baby. That's how we do it.
Thank you.
died from this hurricane on today, man. Trees have fell on people, cars crashed. Very sad, man. Floods, you know, mad damage between New York and New Jersey. We got hit the most with this one. You know, it's really bad. In New York City, we got a lot of big, tall buildings and stuff like that. So we usually don't, you know, get hit. You know, we usually make it through everything. That's how you know how bad this storm was, because it rocked us. You know what I mean? And we kind of could take a lot of damage out here in the city, other than, like, some of the country parts where there's more houses and, you know, brick houses and wooden houses. So I'm good. And in a sense, I was glad that it hit New York the hardest because, you know, I mean, it's never a sense when people passed away. I feel sorry for a lot of people who died through the storm. McLean 50, you know, it's definitely the worst storm in the city's history. You know what I mean? The mayor says that. Big shout out. I'm going to give a shout out to Governor Christie, even though y'all know that I don't like him so much, but, you know, he's going through a lot out there in Jersey. He even also gave President Obama a lot of props for what he's done and, you know, made the calls and everything he's made. So, you know, some, you know, one thing he had to say about the man, he was definitely a mayor today, governor today. So Governor Christie, you know, you get a big shout out today, even though this is something that we won't do all the time for you on Beef Stew Radio, but this is a crisis, and when things go down, Americans come together, we put politics aside, and we come together. So that's what's going on. We here on Beef Stew Radio, your man DJ Big Stew, we in here, man, trying to give, you know, props to everybody who's been through this Hurricane Sandy with us, man. We, you know, there's a lot of people, if you lost a family member through this Hurricane Sandy, I'd like to say rest in peace and give my condolences to everybody who lost someone, man. We want to, you know, want to make let you know that Beef Stew Radio, we here with your family. New York is really hurting today. I mean, the only other time that we heard it like this was 9/11, and that was a tragedy. This is Mother Nature doing some stuff that we couldn't mess with. The wind is crazy out here still. I went outside about 4-3 in the morning, and the trees was broken down. You know, project gates was broken down. When, you know, it's a bad storm when you can break down the project. It's one thing breaking down the homes, but it's another thing when you can break down the project. So once again, man, we on a cool out Tuesday, man. We playing some different joints, man. We got a different grade of music today, man, because we trying to, you know, shout out to everybody, man. We trying to just give some care and some love to all the people that's out there. That's out here, man. You know what I mean? You see, I got a little somber sound. Usually I'm a little more wilder, but I took a little walk through the hood today, and I was filming some stuff, and I definitely was looking at the tree branches and the floods and the FDR and the roads and seeing people walking in water up to their waist in some areas in New York and New York State and most areas in Jersey. Most of the areas of New Jersey, we all got family members that got evacuated. My homies in the Lower East Side, they got evacuated out. People that I know in the Lower East Side got evacuated out. City streets are down. It was actually, for those of you, I tell some of you guys that I have an injury, you know, that I have a cracked L5 herniated disc and have a pinched nerve. So I walk with a cane right now until I get this operation. And actually, it was last year, around this time, maybe 2 months prior, I was working for the New York City Housing Authority, and I got hurt in Hurricane Irene. It wasn't as worse as this, but I got hurt around that time through the back cleaning of Hurricane Irene. It was a couple of days after Hurricane Irene, and we was cleaning up, and I hurt my back picking up a compactor bag in the compactor room, and I remember, and this was like deja vu when I looked at this hurricane this time, and I seen it, knowing that if I wasn't hurt right now, this and on disability right now, I probably would myself would have been at work, you know, and that's why I really feel bad about this, because I know what people go through, you know, myself personally, I know what people go through, man. I've been there, man. You be at work, you're a public servant, and, you know, your life is in danger every time, you know. You out there going to work, and people's lives is dangerous. And there's a lot of people who just were trying to get home yesterday. For, you know, out of those 50 people, most people probably were just trying to get home or just trying to check on their home or check on their car or check on their family even. And, you know, things happen. You know, God is good, man. God calls us when he needs us. Even those like me, myself, I always feel I'm not ready to go yet, but when he needs you, he calls you, you know. And sometimes he calls you in different events, you know. And just got to hope you accomplish everything that you wanted to accomplish by the time he calls you. Or, you know, at least have your family straight by the time he calls you. But one thing I want to give, like I said, man, this is a real sad day for a lot of us today because there's some of us that lost our homes, there's some of us that lost family members, and there's some of us that lost everything. All right? So we're going to get into this Curtis Mayfield, man. Be back, Beast Radio, your man, DJ Big Stu. Some of these songs I play for you, y'all might be hearing some hip-hop classics in there, right?
Thank you.
we're dealing with the Hurricane Sandy. We out here. Big shout out to President Obama. He gave a lot of props. He was given a lot of props by actually Christie. You know? Governor Christie today gave the president way more props than you can imagine, a Republican. And, you know, especially being that he's been running around on the campaign trail with Mitt Romney for the last couple of weeks. But he definitely said the president came through, handled his business, skipped through the red tape, made it happen, man. And Jersey was hit pretty hard. You know what I'm saying? I got homies in Jersey. I called out there. They definitely was like, they was hit pretty hard, but I'm glad to find out all the homies is good. So I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that on that level myself. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not a game, man. We out here struggling in New York, man. We out here going through it. So for all of y'all that don't know, man, we going to do it hard out here. And when y'all see certain things, y'all got to know that New York is a strong place, man. We a very, very, very strong place, man. We've been through a lot, man. We went through 9/11. We went through a blackout, and we here, man. We here. Today I'm playing a lot of classics, man, real classics. You know what I'm saying? Because what we're trying to do is make sure everybody's all right, everybody's good, everybody's working. So it wasn't me, everybody's working. Everybody's working, you know, making sure everybody is, you know, the house, the homes, everything is working, because things is crazy over here. It's a dark day. It looks real dark out here in New York, too. You know, when you see a day and it's real dark, that's how it looks right now. Real dark and gloomy. That's how it looked, real dark and gloomy. We was walking around, like I said, and things just didn't look the same, man. We was like, wow. Trees was down. Big trees was broken into projects. You know, you usually see stuff like that around homes and stuff like that. But when you see it around a project, it looks different. You know what I'm saying? It looks really, really different. But once again, we're in the building, D-Stu Radio. We're playing some classics, man. We're playing some real classic tonight. Playing to slow down for all the people that's somewhere with their families, just trying to be cool with the fam. We playing them joints for y'all today. Deep Stu Radio. Once again, it's your man DJ Big Stu. I'm in the building.
Slide it.
But so is the man.
Slowly slide it.
in the building real deep, man. On Hurricane Sandy night, the backlash. It's estimated over $2 million of stuff is broken, you know, in the communities today. All through New York City, especially through Jersey. FEMA has been on point. Obama has been on point over here in New York. I mean, I guess nowadays we have so many experiences with disasters that we kind of know how to deal with them a little bit better now. Back in the days, we didn't know how to deal with the disasters. Unfortunately, we've seen what we went through with Hurricane Katrina. So now, you know, people are a little more on point, you know, the people that work. Big shout out to all the rescue people and all the people, the public servant people, man, that they have to go to work on days like this when a lot of us is home. There's a lot of public servants that have to work, sanitation, housing, transit, you know, police, fire department, a lot of guys. They got to work right now, you know. We home, we sitting home, and people, you know, most of us, we said, oh, I'm not going out there. I'm glad I ain't got to go out there today. But there are people that, when things like this happens, it doesn't matter. They still have to go to work. And the reason why, like I said, I speak up for them, because I used to be one of them, so I understand. I remember having to go to work. Man, I remember. I remember when everybody was home. Me, I was in the block, on the job, because I was working in the neighborhood. You know, when you work in the project, that's like working in the block. You know, if you come from the project and you work in the project, that's like working on the block. So, you know, what I want to do to all you dudes that's out there working real hard right now, man, get y'all a little standing ovation, man. That's how we're going
to
do it.
So right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's fire time. We would like to bring to you the stars of our show, all the way from the Windy City, the fabulous, the insurmountable, the incomparable, the mighty, mighty Dell. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give them a face, big round of applause.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're mighty glad to be here today. And although we're the stars of the show, we know we're better than all there is to. Because behind every star, behind every great man, that is a woman. And I want to tell you out there, if you are a man, you've got a woman. So I think we should take a little time out to salute that woman and give that woman a great big round of applause.
in the building. That's for all the cats out there that's trying to come home. You know how that go. East Dude Radio, we in the building. Giving props to everybody that's working hard tonight. Hurricane Sandy, there's people out there on the rescue. There's people out there. There's a lot of rescue, you know. For those that are not out there, New York City is a big city, and, you know, we're not used to having big floods in the streets where we have to have boats and stuff come. We're not used to that, you know. That's just something that we normally usually see on television. We see people on television with boats and being rescued. This is the first time it happened to us, so, you know, it's a whole different thing when it happens to you. Trust me when I tell y'all that. Trust me when I tell y'all that. And the thing is that we're finding out that a lot of places was closed. You go outside, man, it was places closed, man. You know what I'm saying? There was places closed. And you know. Huh? Well, we got in the building today. I told y'all who was in the building today. Y'all know who's in the building. King Nicole's in the building.
Yes, I'm in the building.
What you have to say about today?
I mean, you know, mostly the same thing, you know. My condolences and everything goes out for the people that we did lose in the hurricane, because it definitely went down over here in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. I mean, you know, Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, this is definitely hit hard. We definitely never had this type of thing happen before. Definitely. So, you know, tonight we dedicate this show to, you know, Hurricane Sandy came by and screamed at us. For real, you know, Jersey is looking crazy out there. And, you know, the president is making sure everybody got what they need to make sure we get through this. Because we definitely got a lot of damage, millions and millions of dollars worth of damage. Queens, they had a fire out there, and maybe about 80-plus homes was destroyed. People lost every single thing. You know, we never dealt with stuff like that. So this is real devastating to the people out here. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody out there dealing with this situation. And, you know, and shout-out to everybody that's coming together and helping out everybody else. You know, that's show your love. That's what you do. You make sure you help your neighbors and your you know, everybody works together. Everything gets, you know, everything will work out even better when everybody works together.
You know, what's the crazy part about this whole thing. Mitt Romney still found a way to have a photo op. The crazy part is that he threw a little fundraiser. He threw a charity. It was supposed to be. It was just like it was a campaign convention. He had all the same people that would come out in the campaign convention. He had everything set up like a campaign convention. And what he did was took the time to give a little photo op. He was getting canned goods and all that stuff. But the funny part about it, he was saying we're getting it ready for Red Cross and they're sending it to the Red Cross. But Red Cross doesn't accept stuff like that, you know. Red Cross doesn't accept canned goods and stuff like that. That's against the law for them. So it was strictly another photo op, you know what I'm saying?
You know, this is a really crazy thing. Like, this is what shows how out of touch he is. Nobody, we not in a disaster, like that type of thing. We need different type of help. We need the type of help to get people and the shelters and, you know, maybe extra blankets and stuff like that.
Now, this is something to think about deeply, too.
It's crazy to how we think about those people, these people that was affected, you know what I'm saying? He not even following the rules. He not even paying attention to what's going on. He just doing some crazy.
Now, think about it, that they was ready to cut money from this. Mitt Romney and his boys are ready to cut money from FEMA.
Yeah.
This disaster would have happened with a Romney-Ryan campaign in the office.
About next year.
It could be terrible.
Irene last year in August. This is October.
It would have been worse because they would have cut money from FEMA, so there wouldn't have been no help. There wouldn't have been no disaster relief funding. whatsoever, because that's one of the main things that poor Ryan cuts out of his plan, and Mitt Romney too, so out of their budget plan. So people, this was a right before election time. It's a quick wake-up call to show you that, you know, there's a reason why you must vote for Obama, you know? There's a reason.
It's crazy that the first thing Mitt Romney, not to, you know, give a shout out to the families out there that's, you know, pulling together and dealing with this, and definitely the ones that lost people, he's out there pulling together canned goods and shit like that. Like, that just, I mean, that's not where it's at. We're supposed to be at least checking with the people need first before you call.
Already it's $3.6 billion. And federal response that went to Sandy, that's damage, and that's not even counting total damage. That's just what they gave them as a down payment, $3.6 billion. And that's not even the total cost that's known for the storm, you know? And that's a contrast of last summer, you know what I mean? From, you know, we found the cash star during Hurricane Irene, and you know what I'm saying? We was forced to spend some payments out of, you know, the housing worker's salary, sanitation salary. We had a lot of overtime. We had problems, but
And they show him, I'm looking at the clip now. They show me Romney just out there picking up stuff, stuffing it in the truck. It just don't look real. He just don't look sincere about nothing, though.
Yeah. and that's crazy, because why would you do that? Why, I mean, and he just in the midst of, he was caught in another lie recently. Something he said about the president when he read about, that's the new thing that's out now. He read about China thing when he said that the president, that he spoke to somebody in Ohio, said all the jobs from Ohio was going to China. And he read that somewhere. And that's crazy, because it turned out to be nothing but a lie. Chrysler came out and said that's nothing but a lie. Actually, they added more jobs. So it's crazy. It's like, I mean, this is why I said America is really showing a shameful face now if we elect this guy for president, because it will show us that just because there's a face of a black man as president, we would rather lose all our integrity and dignity and put somebody in there that we know. And you know, the same people that Republicans know this man is not honest. Even though they all go on the fact that they say, oh, he's better for the economy, they're just trying to find a reason. Every day he stabs himself, Paul Ryan stabs himself. I have never seen candidates, presidential, vice presidential candidates, that have so many flaws. You know, they talked about George Bush. George Bush had nowhere near as many flaws as Mitt Romney. He had problems, but he had...
Sure did.
I mean, when you look at Mitt Romney, you look at George Bush was one of the best Republican presidents you probably can find if Mitt Romney become president, so... I don't know. You know, so I'm not saying that he can't make the economy come back, but how many price and who will pay for the economy to come back? The economy could come back for certain people, and it could kill certain other people, and that's how I think it will be for Romney Ryan. All right, number-wise and things-wise, yeah, you may bring the economy back, but I think the streets would be crazy like the 80s with ass for drugs and stuff like that, because there would be a lot of inner-city people broke and hurt. We out here. We in the building, Beef Stew Radio. Once again, the DJ Big Stew, K. Nicole, stop by. We are talking about Hurricane Sandy. We are in New York ourselves, in Harlem, where there's a lot of disasters. We got trees all down around us, fences, stores closed. It looked like a ghost town out here in Harlem. And Harlem's not a place to look like a ghost town. It's already scary looking in Harlem at night sometimes. In some neighborhoods. Tonight looks real scary. We out here in the building. But we're playing the oldie classics because we're trying to revamp the spirits, man. You know what I mean? We're taking it back to how we used to do when it was the storms and the riots and the protests and the things. You know, everything happens for a reason. The storm happened for a reason. Let's go.
You got to do that. A little mama.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's the old Joe Tex right there. Joe Tex.
Listen, I just want to put the number out there. The number is 914-338-1685. You know, if you want to tune in, call in, and talk about what's going on in your neighborhood and how Hurricane Sandy affected your neighborhood, your family, anybody around you, you know, feel free to call up and talk about it. Yeah.
Yep.
It's deep. But for me and, you know, Stu, we add up down in you know, Harlem, our families didn't get affected at all, you know, except for, you know, a lot of stuff is closed. Like
the trees
some of the and stuff. We got a couple of tree branches there.
Fences is broken.
Nothing real clean.
They have it like Lower East Side. They don't have it. They have
Lower East Side, man, they got it bad. It was underwater, you know.
Yeah.
Clean, definitely bad. They had a terrible fire out there.
Anybody around the Brooklyn Bridge and City Hall area got it bad.
Yeah. Lower Manhattan. Definitely got it real bad. You know, like I said, we never dealt with anything like this. You know, we New York, we don't really get stuff like this. So it definitely took us by surprise. It shocked us. Not really by surprise, but we definitely had a lot of preparation. And good, thank God for the preparation and the early warning for the preparation. And people did take heed to it. But, you know, because people out here did not used to this type of situation, a lot of people didn't take it as serious as they should have took it. And some people were left behind and had to be rescued earlier today. But, you know, thank God that
a
lot of the world.
Say that Irene wasn't as good, wasn't really that bad. So I don't think this one would be that bad. But
I know, because we're not used to it. You know, we're not used to this. Hurricane, New York? Nah.
Yeah.
Not like that. Some reason it always would jump and go past New York. I don't know. Tonight, yesterday night, it hit us very well.
But we make it with New York. New York.
We definitely coming strong. We definitely did have a few fatalities. You know, 50. A couple of trees. 50, you say?
Yeah.
Wow, it's up there. The number is really up there because I had a smaller number, you know. But, you know, a lot of people got caught up with the trees, and a lot of people got caught with staying behind, you know. But I understand that, too. You have your stuff and things, and you just want to be with your stuff, but sometimes you got to take that warning for what it is.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into a different note right now. You know, I'm playing some classic. A lot of joints I'm playing today. People sample them. I'm trying to find it if you can. It's also part of the music of the movement, the Feel Better movement, but it was a different time and in a different day. And some of us don't remember that because we was born in different times and different day. But there was once upon a time when it was a different time and a different day. And things like this, whether you're black or white, brought us together.
If you could see now, one who said that he'd rather roam, the one who said he'd rather be alone, if you could only see me now, if I could hold you now. Just for a moment, if I could really make you mine. Just for a while, turn back the hands of time. If I could only hold you now. I've been too long in the wind, too long. Looking back and longing for the freedom of my chains. If you could hear me now, singing somewhere through the lonely night, dreaming of the arms that held me tight. If you could only hear me now.
Big old suitcase, now only the rain. Congas, Mr. Mongo Santa Maria.
Thank you. Thank you. Fill my eyes. did I ever let you slip away? Never knowing.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.